tomorrow. Thursday is another Business After 5 event, which is put on by the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, a socially distant gathering of business folks from throughout the Blue Water area. Joining us right now is the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber, Thelma Castillo. Good morning.
Good morning, Caleb.
And where's tomorrow's event being held?
It's at Wings Etc. So it's on Quay Street. And it's actually going to be held outside in their dock area, as well as part of that park that's next to their restaurant, so that we can make sure that we're not in violation of any of the executive orders, and that we can have our activity outside and have social distancing and have some networking and have some a little bit of fun out in the sunshine.
Yeah, outside is certainly a key there. Being outside is deemed to be safer than certainly being inside. And so, if you come down to Winked, et cetera, what is tomorrow? Is it 5 o'clock sharp?
Yep, it's at 5 to 7. We've had to kind of put our Business After 5s on a hold because of the executive order. Sometimes we were inside buildings, and so we had to stop that type of activity. We started again in June with one activity, and then we decided to do one in August, and we hope to do another one in September. But this one is actually sponsored by Liluna of Michigan, as well as the Blue Water Building Trades. And in the past, they've been sponsors of the August Business After 5, and we usually have held them down by Rock in the River. But as we all know, those concerts were canceled this year because of COVID-19. So, you know, again, we've tried to pivot a little bit. We thought by now we'd be able to get back to some of our regular programming, but it has been challenging because, again, making sure that we don't violate any of the governor's executive orders. But, you know, August is actually pretty busy for us as a Chamber of Commerce. We have the Business After 5, as we've mentioned, but we also have on Saturday Rock the Block, which is another partnership with the City of Port Huron and the City of Port Huron Parks and Recs and the Blue Water Habitat. That's on Saturday. Again, we'll be outside helping to repair some of the homes in an area that's been identified by the Habitat. And then we have our golf outing next week at Black River.
That's
again,
right.
Another outside activity. And then we have a couple of, you know, grand openings. And we got the Hatch on the 20th. And we have some ribbon cuttings in Fort Gratiot. And then we have Eggs and Issues, which will be on Zoom on the 21st. And then we have the Slow Row. So we have a little bit of everything this month. You know, as we looked at the calendar, we thought by August we might be able to get back to some of our regular programming, which allows a lot of opportunities for our members to network and contact and talk to one another and get referrals. So we've had to do things a little differently, but we're still very strong as a chamber. We keep getting new members. We keep retaining our membership, and we're very thankful for all the support that we get in the community.
So, again, tomorrow, 5 o'clock at the Wings, etc., and that in the vicinity there along Quay Street will be your Business After 5. And then this weekend, you said you have that Rock the Block event. Where is that taking place?
I knew you were going to ask me the specific questions. It's over there where Lincoln Park is, so it's on both sides of those streets. We're also going to be doing some things.
Okay, so that'd
park.
Be north and south, north and south avenue then.
And I do apologize. I don't know the exact location.
All right. Down
you know,
in
not
that
being
vicinity.
A
off
native
of
from here, I always forget the streets. So.
Okay, so that that's a great neighborhood too. So you guys are doing what down there?
So we're working on 14 different homes. This has been a process in the last 6 months that these homeowners have been identified that they needed some repairs. So we have volunteers coming out. It's a whole day activity of outside with some music. We got, the Q station, country station that will be out there from Radio First. And we will also have Hope FM out there as well. We'll have about 100 volunteers on 14 different locations. And then we also have the park that we'll be beautifying out there. And so it's a great combination of helping the residential area look a little more beautiful. So it's a beautification kind of activity, as well as upgrading the park and making the park very good for the kids that, you know, enjoy and the residents that enjoy that park.
So do you need some help? Do you want folks to stop by?
We've already got all our volunteers, actually, so it's kind of just letting people know that this is our second annual in terms of Rock the Block. We've done one last year. It was very successful, and we hope to continue this in the future because, again, you know, we identify an area that might need some help, and if you have residents that want to participate, then we are able to make it happen. And, you know, eventually we like to be able to expand upon that, but right now, because of COVID-19, we don't know what 2021 will look like.
Speaking of expanding, and we're speaking to President of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, Thelma Castillo. You guys are more or less kind of expanding across the other side of McMoran Boulevard, if you will, using that conference space in the memorial room.
So this has been an ongoing project actually since 2009, actually. So it was prior to me coming on board as the president and CEO of the chamber. MDOT wanted the chamber to have a space that could accommodate economic development and tourism, and so they had given a grant of a $300,000 grant for us to be able to use that to build something new. There were a lot of discussions that went back and forth, and in 2016 they decided that the best, maybe after looking at a couple of different things, maybe we could figure out a way to use the McMoran space. And so this is, I know it's kind of very complicated and we want to simplify it, but the reality is that this money is coming from MDOT. It's not out of the chamber budget. We can't use it for any other purpose other than to promote economic development and tourism. And so we figured out if we could partner with an entity that had those type of accommodations, because our building, we don't own our building. We can't move up. We can't move. They can't expand it. We can't go to a new location. And so we had put this agreement in place, and these are just the final pieces of this, of allowing us the opportunity to use the MDOT money that was given because of all the mitigation funds back there, back to the bridge and everything else.
Right.
The bridge plaza, that we're able to do this. And so I know it sounds like we're giving them money every month or every year, and we are, but it's not coming out of a chamber budget. It's coming out of the MDOT monies that were allocated to the chamber. So it's not like we can take that money and put it towards our own marketing, our own salaries, or our chamber benefits. It's not possible. It's specifically earmarked for certain things. And if you know anything about MDOT money, it's a very complicated process. It takes a long time to get somewhere that you can realize and see the benefits of it. We're very excited about the opportunity to work with McMoran. We get the opportunity to work with Nancy and her whole staff. It's great for us. We're right across the street. And I think you'll see a lot of excitement coming out of that potential partnership.
Yeah, so you're keeping your offices in your current building and just using the space across the street for your meetings then. You're not moving the entire offices across the street, right?
No, we're not meeting. We're not moving at all. We're using the space when we have to use for various. We have a lot of activities going on, and sometimes we're always looking for space. We have our board meetings across the street already. We have a great location. We love where we're at, but our conference room holds 10 people, and right now with the COVID, we would only be able to put 5 people in that conference room. It doesn't allow us the flexibility. Again, everything happens for a reason, and we're glad that this has been a 2-year process in the making in terms of making it to this point where we're going to actually be able to use that room when we need to. And it also gives a use for McMoran. They have a lot of activities that go on, but they don't get used every day as well. So I think it's a win-win, not only for the chamber, but for the city of Port Huron as well.
And you mentioned flexibility. That's what everyone has to do right now. Businesses,
right,
and governments and radio stations, and all of us have to be pretty flexible given this current situation.
Yeah, 6 months ago, none of us could envision this happening. And I think there's been a lot of good things that have come out of it. Yes, it's still very difficult and trying times because we're still trying to figure out what we're going to look like in the next 6 months. Trying to plan for the future is a little difficult. But what's exciting for us is that, you know, we have been able to continue to grow and stabilize and have great programming. And I think it's all about our members and supporting us. And we appreciate the partnerships and the support of our members.
Thelma Castillo, president of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce. You've got tomorrow night the Business After Five at Wings, etc. You're doing Rock the Block this weekend down in the South Park neighborhood. And then on next week, you have your golf outing. Certainly a busy time to be a chamber member.
Absolutely. It's a fun time, and the weather's cooperating. So please, if you have a moment, come on down and join us for a little networking and fun.
Thank you, Thelma, as always, and we'll check in with you again not too far down the road, all right?
Thanks, Caleb.
Thelma Castillo with us. It's Caleb in for Paul. We're now 7 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on 1380 WPHM.